Okay, so today is a special day on the Vaishnava calendar. In the Vaishnava calendar. Kolavitsa Shridhar and its Nana Yatra. So we're going to chant the prayers to the departed Vaishnavas before class. Jaya Radha Gumba Kunya Bihari Kunja Bihari Gopija Malaba Giribaru Haruki Bijana balakva Bidibaru dhati Sudarandana Rajajanandana Thank you.
Sava Nata Varadal Pandita Varadama Ahamura Bhagavata Kavirina
Paramahansa Paravritacharya Sri Shivad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanadavana Goswami Srila Prabhupada Vijaya ISKCON Founder of Acharya Srila Prabhupada Namacharya Srila Stakvritacharya Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Rabu Nityananda Shitwaita Gadadha Chivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindaki Jaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopatamata Sayam Kun Radhakunda Giri Gopadam Ki Jaya Vrindavanam Ki Jaya Churanam Ki Jaya Davadiptam Ki Jaya Jagadadasami Ki Jaya Manamai Ki Jaya Srimati Vasudev Ki Jaya Sambhita Bhakta Vrindaki Jaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada, Vijaya. So reading from this poem, he who brought the treasure of divine love and filled with compassion and mercy, where is such a personality as Srinivasacharya gone? Where am I, Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is not? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where am I, Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna's Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottama Das simply weeps. So as I mentioned before, today is the commemoration of the disappearance days of these two great personalities, Kolavecha Sridhar and Mukunda Dat, and it's also Snanayatra. First we're going to speak about Snanayatra. So Om Gana Timidanda Shah Gananjina Shlakaya Chakshuru Meditam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, as far as Snanayatra is concerned, it's part of the whole process leading up to Rathayatra. So Snanayatra means the yatra, or the ceremony, of the bath. Snan means bath. It's like if someone's going to the Ganges, and going into the Ganges, they say, Ganga Snan. That means taking a bath in the Ganges, or Yamuna Snan. So, the reason it's called Snanayatra is not just some ordinary person takes a bath on this particular day, but that's the day that Lord Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra get bathed in the temple. And one of the reasons they get bathed is, of course, there's the renovation of their transcendental bodies, the devi's bodies, for 2 weeks. And there's another two reasons why they get bathed. One reason is that it's signifies when Lord Jagannath gets sick after being bathed, because even though it's quite warm in Jagannath Puri, somehow or other he gets sick. It's very warm at this time of year, actually, much warmer than here. He gets sick after he and Subhadra and Baladev get sick. Actually, it's very interesting. Another point, I was just listening to a memory series of Srila Prabhupada that did a calling Subhadra Lady Subhadra, and Prabhupada said, no, don't call Lady Subhadra. It's interesting. Because they called Lord Jagannath Lord Baladev, and then Lady Subhadra, Prabhupada said, no. Just Subhadra. Just a hint for all of you. These memory series are very good. They're all on the internet. There's hundreds of them. And I request you all to watch them if you want to develop a close relationship with Prabhupada. So, anyway, so the deities are bathed, and ostensibly they get sick, and there's an anavasara that leads for 2 weeks. They're not on the altar, they're kept in a different room, and then the devotees are offering all sorts of medicinal herbs, and drinks, and teas, and get-well cards, so the deities get better. So that's ostensibly what's happening. In other words, exoterically what's happening. But really what's happening is that Lord Jagannath, specifically Lord Jagannath, wants to have some QT. Does anyone know what QT is? Quality time with the goddess of fortune. So sometimes people, at least children sometimes, act like they're sick so they don't have to go to school. I did that quite a bit. And so in the same way Lord Jagannath is making believe he's sick. He's not really sick. So he can be with, because he has a transcendental body. Obviously the Lord doesn't get sick. So it's like an act so that he can be with the goddess of fortune. So, of course, the whole idea is that he's 2 weeks with the goddess of fortune is an expansion of the gopis in Vrindavan, specifically of Srimati Radharani. And what is that he starts to remember the gopis, and then he tells the goddess of fortune after 2 weeks, when the Rathayatra actually begins, that I want to take a walk. He doesn't tell the goddess of fortune he wants to take a walk to Vrindavan. He just says, I want to take a walk. And what happens is that he leaves and goes on his Rathayatra cart to the Gundicha temple, which represents Vrindavan. And then after a while, the goddess of fortune becomes very upset, and she sends her associates to attack the associates of Lord Jagannath to bring him back, and eventually he comes back and has to return back. So anyway, that's the Snanayatra. It's actually a very important ceremony in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, because it indicates things externally and internally in terms of the Lord's pastimes. And of course it brings out the mood of separation that devotees feel for the Supreme Personality of God when they can't see him on the altar. Can you imagine opening the curtains and there's no deity there? And so when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
was in Jagannath Puri, during the time of the Anavasara, that means after the Snana Yatra, when the deities are not seen for 2 weeks, he actually felt so much separation, he left Jagannath Puri and because he was feeling separation from Lord Jagannath so much, he couldn't bear to be at the temple and not see Lord Jagannath. Okay? So that's Snana Yatra. So today is also the commemoration of the disappearance days of these two great personalities. We're going to speak about the Mukundadat first and then Kolavachar Siddhar. So, Mukundadat was a classmate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he studied rhetoric. Rhetoric means, you know, how to speak nicely, logic and reasoning. And it's described that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that particular time, did not study rhetoric. Of course, later on he studied rhetoric. But in any case, Lord Chaitanya had a discussion with Mukundadat at one particular juncture, asking Mukundadat to explain rhetoric, and then Lord Chaitanya defeated him, even though he had not studied rhetoric, and Mukundadat was thinking, this personality must be blessed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that particular juncture, did not exhibit his ontological position, that is, his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he did not even exhibit his devotion to Krishna in the mode of Srimati Radharani. He simply exhibited his challenging nature towards the Vaishnavas. And so Mukundadat was very attached to Lord Chaitanya. At the same time, he was upset because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would challenge the Vaishnavas. And Mukundadat, along with the other Vaishnavas, would pray continually, let me, my pundit, become a devotee, because when he becomes a devotee, he'll be a really good preacher. And so by their prayers, Lord Chaitanya became a devotee. Of course, Mukundadat was renowned for his singing, his bhajans. And he would go to the house of Advaita Acharya and Shivas Thakur, and they would have kirtans all the time. And Advaita Acharya, it's described here, was so like overwhelmed with Mukundadat singing that he put Mukundadat on his lap. And even Ishwarapuri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before he gave initiation to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was visiting Navadvip Dham, and Ishwarapuri would be amazed to hear the singing of Mukundadat. Of course, Mukundadat is the brother of Vasudev Dat. And Vasudev Dat and he, they were two, their ontological positions, they were two singers in Lord Chaitanya, in Lord Krishna's pastimes thousands of years before. So eventually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did exhibit his devotional mood, he went to Mukunda and said, this is a quote, "Mukunda, you are the most fortunate one. I have wasted my time unnecessarily. I was learning useless theories. My life is cast uselessly without having Krishna." Mukundadat was also the one who was responsible for bringing Gadadhar Pandit, who later on became Gadadhar Pandadas Goswami, to see his spiritual master, that's Pundarik Vijayaniti. And that's a famous story. And Pundarik Vijayaniti was living in a very opulent way, and Vaishnavas generally live in a very simple way, but sometimes you find pure Vaishnavas living very opulently. Like we have our Amarish Maharaj in our Krishna conscious movement, who has quite a bit of money, and he's a great Vaishnava, completely dedicated to Prabhupada. So Pundarik Vijayaniti was living very opulently, and Mukunda took Gadadhar Pandit to see him, and Gadadhar Pandit had some doubts, and Mukunda started singing a song from the Srimad Bhagavatam, some verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Pundarik Vijayaniti just fainted in ecstasy and was unconscious for a long period of time. Later on, Gadadhar understood he had made a mistake by thinking that Pundarik Vijayaniti was a materialistic person, and Gadadhar took initiation from Pundarik Vijayaniti. So it was because of Mukundadat that Gadadhar Pandit found his spiritual master. Another interesting pastime is during the Mahaprakash of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhav, Mahaprakash, Lord Chaitanya was revealing all the devotees' ontological positions in Krishna Leela. And Mukunda Dat was not allowed inside. Lord Chaitanya was not calling him. And the devotees asked, you know, why are you not calling Mukunda? And Lord Chaitanya replied that actually he's not associating with the right people. And he said, when Mukunda goes to the assembly of knowledgeable persons, he supports the knowledgeable persons, means people who are just like interested, Maya Apritajnana, according to Krishna in the Gita. That means those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion. And Srivas appealed to the Lord to accept Mukunda Dat, and Lord Chaitanya said, no. And finally, he said, Mukunda will be blessed. Actually, before this, Mukunda Dat thought, I'm going to commit suicide, because if I can't attain Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And then Srivas begged some more, and Lord Chaitanya said, after millions of births, he will attain my mercy, my darshan. And then Mukunda Dat started dancing and dancing. Jai, I will get. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, all right, you can call Mukunda Dat here immediately. And Mukunda said, you know, but I'm so simple. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and said, Mukunda, previously I said that you would not be able to achieve me until after you took millions of births, but due to your firm determination, faith, and respect, you have completed that time within 1 second. So in other words, if we show, even though, you know, we may not be qualified, if we are determined, faithful, enthusiastic, like Utsahan Nisya Daryat, Tadat Karma Pravartana, Shiva Rupa Goswami, in Upadeshamrita, then we can achieve Krishna's mercy instantaneously. Utsahan, that means enthusiastic, but determined and patient. Those three things. Enthusiastic, determined and patient. Enthusiasm, of course, doesn't mean passion. Sometimes devotees are confusing enthusiasm with passion, but enthusiasm is not passion. Enthusiasm basically has to be tempered with patience. Without being tempered with patience, it is passion. So, Lord Chaitanya blessed Mukunda, and at the sannyasa ceremony of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mukunda sang while Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyasa. And Mukunda Dat departed on this day, the full moon day of the month of Jaishta, that's May, June. So, it's full moon, and what's interesting, the Ratha Yatra is on this, on the full moon. It's on the full moon. So the Ratha Yatra, the Ratha Yatra is on the Amavas, the new moon. You may ask, why is the Ratha Yatra, this is interesting, I was thinking about this morning, why is Ratha Yatra on the new moon? Because that's the eclipse. It's not that there's an eclipse every year, but the eclipses occur on the new moon, because the moon is aligned with the sun. And that causes the eclipse, and the reason it's there on an eclipse is because the Ratha Yatra signifies when Krishna met the gopis, a little over 5,000 years ago, it was on the time of a solar eclipse. So that's why the Ratha Yatra is held at that time. It's interesting. Of course, in the Western world, we hold the Ratha Yatra whenever it's a good time for preaching. And the Pandas and the Pandits and Jagannath Puri sometimes criticize us for that. But the preaching takes precedence. Preaching takes precedence over time, place, and circumstance. I mean, Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all different Vedic injunctions. It is the essence of the Vedas. Okay. So now, okay, we have time. That's good. We don't have to go too fast. So now we're going to talk about Kolavetra Sridhar, who is quite an interesting personality. And it's interesting that he's the appearance or incarnation of one of the most interesting persons in Krishna's pastimes. Can anyone think of who that may be? Yes. Oh, you're reading. And who is that? Kusumasava Saka. What is his normal name that we normally know him by? Marumango. Yeah, that's the name of Marumango. So Marumango, of course, he's a Brahmin boy. He's the son of Sandapani Muni, who is Lord Krishna's spiritual master. And does anyone know who his grandmother is? Purnamasi. Okay. So he appeared in Lord Chaitanya's. So Lord Chaitanya definitely had a joking, teasing relationship with him, which we're going to hear about. It's very, very interesting how Lord Chaitanya would joke with him, tease him, and just really apply pressure on him. So here's the story. Kulavetra Sridhar lived on the border of Nadia Navadvipa, and he was making his living. He was such a great devotee, he would make his living in a very simple way, selling vegetables and banana leaves and cups. Cups doesn't mean that he would have plastic cups like we have in America. But, cups from leaves. Like you see in India, the biodegradable types of cups and plates like that. And he made very little money, and whatever income he had, this shows what a great devotee he was. He would spend 50% for worshiping the Ganges, and the rest he would just spend on his family. And people were thinking, boy, this poor soul is starving to death. So another thing that caused people to think that he was starving to death is that in the early morning, early mornings, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, he'd be chanting the holy name and screaming in ecstasy. And everyone thought that he was screaming because he was starving to death. But actually he wasn't. So they would criticize him. This clumsy boorish knave couldn't get enough rice to fill his belly. This is from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But it's we who have to suffer as he keeps us awake with his loud moaning and hunger. It's just that people misunderstand a pure devotee. Acharyaman vijananyan navibanyeta karyajit namachibhudya suryeta sarvadeva mayoguru. That one should not consider a pure devotee be an ordinary person. So he had his store in the bazaar there. Bazaar doesn't mean like what we normally think nowadays. But it means like a flea market type of thing. And so he would be selling all of his stuff, his banana plants, bananas. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come there to the bazaar to purchase things for his home. Now, Sridhar, he would just set a fixed price. He was quite different than most people in India. Most people in India, when you have a price, you have to bargain with it, you have to walk away like you're not interested in it. Anyone's experienced that in India? You just walk away, you'll get away, I'm not interested in buying. And then the rickshaw wallah pulls up, okay. It's like a whole game there. And they enjoy it. I mean, it's not that you're cheating them, that's part of life in India. But he would keep a fixed price, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would offer half the price the Kulavetra Sridhar. And he would insist, this is so funny, he would insist on buying at half the price, that he would grab the vegetables. Like, say, I'm taking it half the price, whether you like it or not. And Kulavetra Sridhar would grab the other end of a loki or something like that, and they would be having a tug of war back and forth with a loki. You can just imagine how. And then it's described that they would be pulling the vegetables, not only lokis, vegetables back and forth like that, and people would crowd around to see the fun. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you're just a miser, you have so much hidden wealth. And Lord Chaitanya would reveal to him in the beginning, this is before Lord Chaitanya revealed that he was the Supreme Personality of God, he said, you should give everything to me. I'm the father of the Ganges. And then Kulavecha Sridhara thought, this guy is really crazy. Because I'm the father. And then he would cry out, Vishnu, Vishnu, and put his hands, his fingers in his ears. This guy is crazy. But he saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was beautiful, more beautiful than millions of cupids, Kandarapa, Koti, Kamaniya, Vishesha Shokam. And he got so angry or disturbed sometimes, he said, just take it for free. Other times he became very submissive and he said, Thakur, I am your dog, kindly forgive me, take it for free. And then, this is so funny, the interaction. He said, yes, Thakur, I fall at your feet, I'm defeated by you. Today I will give you whatever you want for free. And then Lord Chaitanya says, but you're just going to give me old rotten things. In other words, blind cow and charity. And then Kulavecha Sridhara said, dear Thakur, why should I give you bad vegetables? And Lord Chaitanya said, then it's all right. Very well. Sounds good. And every day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would eat vegetable preparations prepared from Sridhara's banana stalks. Because banana stalks, you can make vegetables from banana stalks. They're actually quite nice. You take the stalk of the banana, a new banana plant, and you can cook it like a vegetable, and it's actually quite delicious. And of course, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed very much taking what was grown by his devotee. It's like we have one devotee who wants to grow vegetables, and he's thinking, it's so nice. He wants to grow sweet potatoes, but North Carolina is the home of sweet potatoes. So anyway, here's another state. Here's some more quotes from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, all day you chant Hari Hari and you worship Lakshmi Narayan. Why are you so poor? You have so little to eat, your clothes are meager. And then Kulavecha Sridhara says, though I may eat little, I'm not fasting. It's my clothes, whether they're few or many, still I wear something. My dear Sridhara, you may be indeed wearing some cloth, but I see that it's patched in at least 10 places. And though you live in a house, there is no thatching on the roof. Just see, the people of Navadweep worship goddess Chandi and Durga. He was testing him. They get so much material happiness from this, isn't it so? And then Kulavecha Sridhara responds, you have spoken correctly, dear Thakur. Still, everyone's days are passing the same. The king lives in a jeweled palace and eats dainty foodstuffs and wears the most excellent apparel. And the birds simply live in the treetops, but tomorrow they will become equals because everyone has to reap the results of his own activities according to the will of the Lord. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sridhara, I know you have so much wealth, but you are simply hiding it. I'm going to tell everyone. I see how you cheat the people. And then Sridhara said, Thakur, you go home. I don't want to quarrel with you. Just get away from here. Then Lord Chaitanya says, whatever you want, give to me. Please bring it now. Unless you give me something, I cannot leave here. And then he says, look, Pandit, I'm a poor man. Cannot even feed myself. And Lord Chaitanya says, all right, let your buried riches remain hidden. For now, just give me some banana stalks, bananas, and banana flowers. And Sridhara thought to himself, this Brahmin youngster might be somewhat touched in his head. In other words, crazy. If I answer back too much, he might even beat me. And because he's the son of a Brahmin, if he beats me, I won't even be able to retaliate against him. And then I can't afford to give these vegetables every day to him for free. Yet because he's a Brahmin and an expansion of the Lord, it's my good fortune. So, in this way they have these discussions back and forth. He said, you are the son of a Brahmin. And Sridhar said, I'm surprised, and I'm sorry. And Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, I'm surprised you still don't know who I am. I'm a coward boy. The glories of your mother Ganges are due to me. And Sridhar says, you don't even respect Mother Ganges. As people get older, they become subdued and temperate. But at your age, you are getting more and more restless. You had better go home. Don't fight with me anymore. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started laughing and went home. After a few days, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Ishwara Puri and revealed who he was. And then in Srivast Thakur's house, he was sitting on Lord Vishnu's throne. You know, he went to Srivast Thakur's house and sat right on the altar and said, I am he who you've been worshipping all these years. Imagine if a devotee did that. And he said, bring Sridhar here. And so the devotees went to bring Kolavecha Sridhar. It was in the middle of the night, like midnight. And as they approached Sridhar's house, they just heard him chanting the holy names, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And they said, Sridhar, Sridhar, come here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling you. He wants to bring you. And then simply hearing about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he fainted on the ground, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was brought to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by the devotees, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to him that in order to get a glimpse of me, you've performed so much worship in so many births, in this life you've served me greatly. With great satisfaction I have tasted your vegetables, bananas, and banana flowers, eaten with rice from your banana leaves. Sridhar, have you forgotten all this? Just get up and see my divine form. This form, even the personified Vedas, are not qualified to see, so we reveal his form, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then it's described, he saw Lord Vishwambar with a bluish bodily complexion, holding in his hand the flute and accompanied by Balaram, standing on his right. And then he saw an effulgence illuminating the temple. The goddess of fortune was handing him betel and pan leaves, while Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva continued to recite hymns. This is the vision of Kolavecha Sridhar. And of course, Sridhar fell to the ground and replied, Thakur, I don't know anything. And Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Sridhar, please say a hymn to me in praise of me, and I bless you that the goddess of learning, Mother Saraswati, be present on your tongue. Remember, Kolavecha Sridhar had no education. He couldn't write poetry. He couldn't practically speak any Sanskrit. But then he was able to recite hymns to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, compose a poem to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for an hour and a half. Imagine, uneducated person, of course, in that particular pastime. In the past, of course, he was Madhu Mangal, who was so educated that he knew how to perform the puja for Surya, make believe, just to get his ladus. So now, Lord Chaitanya said, "Now ask any benediction from me." And Sridhar responded, "This is a beautiful poem. I'll read it in English." I could read it in Sanskrit, in Bengali too, but it'll be written in English. That Brahmin who snatched away my banana leaves and cups, may he be my Lord birth after birth. That Brahmin who would wrangle with me over the price of my bananas, may his lotus feet always be my object of worship. Saying this, Sridhar began to cry in ecstasy. The devotees all began to cry, and Lord Chaitanya revealed, you are my servant birth after birth. I've tested you in so many ways, but I'm very pleased with you, and I'm indebted because of your service and love. So before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he said, I cannot take sannyas without first eating Sridhar's bottle gourd. And gourd means like a pumpkin. So he had his mother cook it, and his mother made different preparations from the gourd and milk and a little sweet. And Lord Chaitanya said, Sridhar, can I refuse what you have brought for me? But tell me if you honor my request. And then Lord Chaitanya says, please come here to my house every day so that I may see you. After enjoying some joking words with his devotees, he instructed them to engage in Sankirtan. And Sridhar used to come to Jagannath Puri every year with the Bengali devotees to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So these are the pastimes of Kolavesha Sridhar. So any questions about any of these points? Yes. This is the Vaishnava Abhidhan. Of course, from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But the Vaishnava Abhidhan was composed under the instruction of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Abhidhan means the stories of various Vaishnavas. I don't know if it's in that book that we have here, but I have a copy of all the stories that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had composed about these Vaishnavas. If you're interested, I can email them to you. Because their biographies are all, intimate stories about all these great devotees. Yeah. And as long as it's not too big, otherwise I could give it to you on a stick, but I don't think it's too big. I'll try and email him first. But it's really interesting. That's where he got both of these things from, the Vaishnava Abhidhan. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur specifically requested that the devotees compile these detailed biographies of these great devotees. With Kolavesha Sridhar, I have quite a few pages. There's like 8 pages about him. And these are basically his quotes from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. But it was compiled by under the jurisdiction or instruction of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So any other questions or comments about these great devotees? He's got 2 minutes left. Now's your opportunity. Yes.
I heard that Vasudev Nath is also like Prahlad,
I haven't heard that. Maybe it's true. Does anyone remember? Why don't you look that up?
Prahlad
Maharaj. Extreme compassion. Yeah. All right. So then, what's the question?
You said he's like one of the. I remember reading he's also one of the singers.
One of the singers, Madhukant, and the other one, yeah.
And he's also...
He can be empowered. Yeah. It's not that you're different people. Sometimes when we're talking or hearing about incarnations, it's that someone is empowered. Empowered incarnation of a particular individual. We can say, the Prabhupada was empowered is an incarnation of Vyasadeva in the same way. Mm-hmm. Because he's empowered by Srila Vyasadeva.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Shaktivesh means?
Yeah, Shaktivesh means empowered. So they may be empowered by a particular eternal associate of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or two or three different, like you have Ramananda Roy, who's Vishaka and Arjuna. Mm-hmm. He's considered an incarnation of both. So, whether they're the exact same spirit soul or whether they're empowered, these are two types of incarnations, Shaktivesh incarnations. Okay, good questions. Any other question or comment? Yeah.
I'm appreciating Kunda's attitude that, as long as it takes, it could be millions of births, but I don't know.
Yep. Just got to stay on the fire for millions of years. Millions of births. But the point is, sometimes devotees get depressed. Well, millions of births. But the point is, in the meantime, we're engaged in service. It's blissful. Because what are we doing? We're serving Krishna. You're serving the cows. I mean, wow. You can serve the cows for millions of births. That's pretty ecstatic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only getting better. So.
Yes. Wow. I mean, I wouldn't mind doing this for millions of births. I'm not sitting in the same position. I get cramps after a while. You know, I wouldn't mind doing the service I'm doing now for millions of births. I wouldn't mind doing any service. It could be good. It's all blissful. You already. The point is, we're already liberated when we engage in devotional service. It's just a question of you guys. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to his divine grace, to the Prabhupada, Ki Jai.